Are you unknowingly sabotaging your own life? From procrastination to perfectionism, there are subtle habits holding you back every single day. But what if ancient wisdom could help you break free? In this video, we'll dive deep into Stoicism, the timeless philosophy that offers simple, powerful strategies to overcome the bad habits you didn't even realize were ruining your life. Habit 1. You delay tasks, causing stress. People often put things off, which is a common habit that makes people feel dreadful and less productive. You put things off because you think you'll feel better about doing them later, but you're really just adding stress to your life. It's easy to say, "I'll do it tomorrow," but tomorrow never comes. This habit of putting things off makes you anxious and lowers your confidence, which makes you feel like you're not good enough. From a Stoic point of view, putting things off is an illogical action that doesn't value the present moment. One of the most famous Stoics, Marcus Aurelius, said, "You could end your life right now. Let that decide what you do, say, and think." The Stoics tell us that time is our most valuable asset, and wasting it on doubts and delays makes us less able to live fully. Stoicism tells us to break this habit by acting right away and enjoying the present moment without any doubt. We can only change what we do right now, not what will happen tomorrow. A strong tool is the practice of premeditatio malorum, which means to think about problems ahead of time. We can avoid putting things off and feel less stressed if we mentally get ready for problems before they happen. Picture the problems you might face, and they give you the strength to deal with them right now instead of running to safety. Realize that putting things off doesn't keep you from being uncomfortable. It just makes it last longer. When you face problems head-on, you gain momentum and escape the stress that comes with being rushed at the last minute. It gets easier to break the habit of putting things off the more you practice doing them right away. Habit 2. You don't get enough quality sleep. In today's world, where work is praised over self-care, not getting enough sleep is often seen as a badge of honor. But not getting enough good sleep is worse than good for you. Sleep is important for both the body and mind to heal and recharge. When you regularly skip rest, you hurt your brain, weaken your immune system, and feel more stressed. Stoicism says that it is very important to keep life in balance. Stoic philosopher Epictetus stressed moderation and taking care of oneself. There is nothing more dangerous than neglecting yourself. The Stoics thought it was important to match our habits with nature. People need to rest in order to be at their best, just like the sun rises and sets. If you don't meet this natural need, it could throw your body and mind out of rhythm. As a Stoic, self-discipline is a key way to get better sleep. This means setting limits for yourself, like making a sleep routine and cutting down on things like screen time that keep you up late. Get rid of the idea that to be successful, you need to be always on. Adopt the Stoic concept that taking care of yourself is an important part of being useful and good. Remember, sleep is not a treat, it's a must. It gives you the clarity and strength to deal with the difficulties in life. Setting rest as a top priority will help you handle your duties and live by Stoic virtues like temperance, wisdom, and courage. Habit 3. You criticize yourself too much. Criticizing yourself can eat away at your confidence and sense of self-worth in silence. Self-reflection is important, but being too hard on yourself keeps you stuck in a loop of negativity that stops you from growing. You might think too much about your flaws and mistakes from the past, and punish yourself in your mind for not being perfect. The Stoics said that you can't be perfect, and that accepting yourself is the key to mental peace. According to Marcus Aurelius, the happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. Critiquing yourself all the time changes the way you think, which makes you unhappy and unable to get anything done. The Stoics knew that everyone makes mistakes, but they believed that mistakes should be used to get better, not as reasons to put yourself down. Understanding the two types of control is one of the most important things that Stoicism teaches. You can change some things, like your actions, thoughts, and reactions, but not others, like what other people think or what happened in the past. Criticizing yourself for things you can't change is not only illogical, but it also works against you. Stoicism instead tells you to work on improving the parts of your life you can change, like how hard you work, how you think, and how you act. Being kind to yourself is not a sign of weakness. It's a necessary part of growing. Being understanding and patient with yourself gives you the mental space to make better choices and builds resiliency. Practice stoic distance from harsh self-judgment to break the habit of criticizing yourself. Instead, think about what you did and try to make progress instead of perfecting it. Habit 4. You're not active enough. Many people don't realize how bad it is to spend too much time sitting down. Not moving around enough is bad for your mental and physical health, whether you spend all day at a job, don't do any exercise, or stay inside too much. Inactivity over time makes you tired, hurts your posture, and lowers your general health. For the Stoics, thought and body should be in balance. In his writings, Epictetus said, "No man is free who is not master of himself." He was emphasizing the importance of physical discipline in living a good life. Being active isn't just about getting fit. It's also about developing focus, strength, and vitality. The Stoics thought that mind and body are linked, so taking care of the body was just as important as mind care. Working out helps you be more persistent and mentally tough. Being physically active on a daily basis can help you understand your body better and give you the strength to deal with mind and body challenges. It's not about becoming the best athlete in the world. Instead, it's about moving your body and respecting it, whether it's a walk, stretching, or a workout. Stoicism also teaches us how important it is to live in the present moment. Being active is a great way to practice being aware of this. When you work out, you bring yourself back to the present by focusing on your breathing, your movements, and how your body feels. This practice improves your mental and physical health and helps you break out of the stalemate of inaction. Habit 5. You consume too much processed food. A lot of processed foods contain sugar, fats that are bad for you, and fake ingredients that can hurt your mental and physical health. Stoicism tells us to live in harmony with nature, which means eating healthy, natural things to keep our bodies healthy. Wealth consists not in having many things, but in having few wants, said Epictetus. This is also true when it comes to food. The Stoics thought that everything in life should be moderate and simple, even what you eat. The goal is not to overeat, but to stay healthy and in balance. When you eat prepared foods, you might be looking for quick pleasure at the cost of your health in the long run. Stoicism tells us to say no to pleasures that only make us feel good in the short term, but hurt us in the long term. Instead, choose foods that will keep you alive, just like Stoic ideals like temperance and wisdom keep your soul alive. Stoics practice mindful eating, which makes you more aware of what you eat. Paying attention to what you eat helps you control your habits and resist the urges that come with them. Eating a lot of whole, unprocessed foods is good for your health and also fits with the Stoic idea of living in peace with nature. Habit 6. You spend too much time on devices. It's easy to spend too much time on gadgets these days, what with smartphones, social media, and always being online. Technology has many good points, but too much time in front of a screen can cause digital stress, distractions, and feelings of being alone. You might spend hours mindlessly looking through social media, getting lost in entertainment, or checking your phone all the time, but not doing anything important. The Stoics told people not to let outside things control them. Aristotle said, "Nowhere can man find a quieter or more untroubled retreat than in his own soul." Constant digital noise can make it hard to think about yourself and be self-aware, which is something that Stoicism teaches. If you use electronics for too long, you become disconnected from yourself and find it harder to enjoy the current moment. Being aware and present is one of the most important ideas in Stoicism. When you spend too much time in front of a computer, it takes your mind off of the present moment. If you use technology too much, you might become reactive instead of proactive, which can cause stress and worry. Setting limits on technology is what the Stoics say you should do to break this habit. Make conscious use of your devices and set aside time to think, be in nature, and meet with other people. Cut down on the time you spend in front of a screen and make an effort to do things that make your life better. This will help you regain control of your attention and keep it on what's important. Habit 7. You try to do too many things at once. Today, being able to do a lot of things at once is seen as an accomplishment, but trying to do too many things at once can cause you to make mistakes, get tired, and lose focus. Spread yourself too thin, and the quality of your work will suffer. You will also feel more stressed. Multitasking might make you feel like you're getting things done, but in the long run, it usually doesn't help. Stoicism tells us to pay attention to what's important. Marcus Aurelius said, "If you want peace, do less." The Stoics thought that focusing on one thing at a time was powerful, and that you should give each job your full attention. That's because trying to do too many things at once splits your attention, making it harder to get things done. Stoicism says that quality is more important than number. Focusing on one thing at a time and giving it your full attention will help you get better results and feel less stressed. The Stoics say that we should base our decisions on what we can control and what will make our lives the most meaningful. This value is lost when you multitask because your energy is spread out too far in too many ways. Paying attention with awareness can help you break this habit. Don't feel like you have to do a lot of things at once. Just focus on one thing at a time. The Stoics say that the key to a happy life is not to do more, but to do what counts with care and intention. Habit 8. You dodge tough talks. People often avoid having tough talks, which can leave problems unresolved, cause misunderstandings, and put emotional strain on the other person. Avoiding tough conversations can keep you from being yourself and building good relationships, whether it's about conflicts, setting limits, or expressing your needs. Stoicism tells us how important it is to be honest and brave when we talk to other people. The Stoics knew that avoiding challenges, like hard talks, only makes things worse and stops people from growing. Seneca said, "Sometimes even to live is an act of courage." It takes courage and smarts to have these talks head-on, but they lead to resolution and clarity in the end. Stoicism stresses how important it is to talk things out logically and in a productive way. You miss out on the chance to say what's really going on and deal with problems directly when you avoid tough conversations. The Stoics say that we should talk about these things with calmness and reason, not out of fear or to avoid them. In this way, you take charge of the situation instead of letting fear or pain decide what you do. Use the Stoic virtue of courage to break this habit. Take advantage of tough talks as chances to learn and grow. When you deal with problems calmly and directly, you strengthen your relationships and make it a place where people are honest and value each other. Habit 9. Your standards are excessively high. It's good to have high standards sometimes, but when they get too high, they can cause perfectionism, anger, and disappointment. You might give yourself or others goals that are too high, and when those goals aren't met, it can be stressful and make you unhappy. Stoicism teaches us to strive for perfection, while also being aware of the limits of the real world. It was Epictetus who said, "Man is not disturbed by things, but by the views he takes of them." Having too many standards can cloud your view of reality and make you strive for something that you can never reach. The Stoics tell us that even though we should aim for virtue and excellence, we should also be okay with being flawed and understand that life has limits. Too many standards can make you constantly criticize yourself and be unhappy. Focusing on growth instead of perfection is what the Stoics believe in. Don't hold yourself or others to impossible standards. Instead, be kind to yourself and accept that you are growing. Know that making mistakes and having setbacks is a normal part of getting better, and that patience and hard work, not perfect results, are what really matter. Do not think about perfection, but about growth if you want to break this habit. Pay attention to the things you can change, like what you do, how hard you work, and how you feel. Don't worry about what might not go as planned. That's okay. Letting go of unrealistic standards frees you from needless stress and makes room for growth and happiness. Habit 10. You don't communicate your needs and limits. If you don't say what you need and what you can't do, it can cause burnout, anger, and strained relationships. You might be afraid of being seen as needy or hard to deal with, so you keep quiet and hope that people will understand what you need. But if you don't say what you need, it's likely that you won't get it. Stoicism stresses how important it is to talk to people in a clear and honest way. Marcus Aurelius said, "Don't waste time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." The Stoics thought that being honest and straightforward with other people was an important part of living a good life. By not telling others what you need, you keep yourself and them from being able to have a fair and peaceful relationship. It's not rude to set limits and say what you need. It's an important part of self-respect and keeping things in balance. Stoicism says that we should be responsible for our own health and happiness, which means being honest about what we can and cannot do. You can protect your energy and make sure your actions are in line with your values and goals when you set clear limits. To break this habit, learn how to talk to people in a polite and assertive way. Don't be afraid of being judged for stating your wants. Instead, be honest and clear in your conversations. Being honest with others helps you build better relationships and live a life that shows who you really are and what you stand for. Overall, these 10 bad habits might be stopping you from reaching your goals more than you think. You can break these habits, though, if you follow the lessons of Stoicism. This will help you live a more fulfilling, balanced, and purposeful life. You can break free from patterns that hold you back and live a life that is in line with the Stoic values of wisdom, courage, temperance, and justice by being self-disciplined, mindful, and brave. Enjoy the present. Pay attention to what you can change, and let go of the rest. Stoic advice can help you turn these bad habits into chances to grow and take control of your life.